What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. Now, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Well, now, what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
nightfall.
Well, you could say, you need to get the cows in before sun
goes down.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever say sundown?
Yeah, use that word.
All right, but, well, if you had a choice between, say, sunset or sundown, which one word would you use?
I think I'd say sunset.
You think you'd say sunset most of the time? Okay, now if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you might say that the weather is
windy.
Well, now, it's after the storm, you know, like say it rained all night long, and then the sun came out this morning, and you would say the weather is
beautiful.
All right. Well, now, what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
Okay. Now, what do you call the shelf over a mantelpiece?
Mantel shelf.
A mantel shelf? Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Bentwood.
Okay. Now, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? You know, the room. Well, now, a little room that has hangers in it for hanging clothes.
Bathroom? No.
Well, where do you hang your clothes?
Closet.
Okay. Now, if you had a closet that you could move around, would you call it anything different? Mm-hmm. Well, now, last week you told me you would call it a dresser. Would you still call it that?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Well, what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know how they overlap?
Mm-hmm. Weatherboard.
Weatherboard? Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it anything else? I'm just trying to get too many words.
Mm-hmm. It would be, I don't think of anything else except the weatherboard.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it clapboards?
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs. Where?
Front porch.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Outdoor porch.
Okay. Now, what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking? You've seen just, you know, the little...
Cow pasture.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. Now, let's see. Just one or two more, and that's all. I've written down. I've been practicing with this machine all week so that I could come back and do this without taking too much of your time. What would you call a paved road with a light-colored surface? Like it's paved with...
I can't think right now.
Okay. Well, what would you call a paved road with a black surface?
Mm.